FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In breaking news, the death toll from the Eastern Cape floods has jumped to 49. It was earlier put at 10. Premier Oscar Mabuyane has explained at a press conference a short while ago how the various teams have been working.
What I have observed on the ground arriving in the morning was that because of the nature of the situation and how difficult the environment is there, so the work of SARS and forensic was just happening simultaneously. So there were bodies that were able to be moved by forensic, and when SARS was all over, the show I trying to assist with other bodies. So this issue of figures, we will keep on actually indicating it to make sure that we get in the final analysis correct.
Mabuyane says the search continues for those still unaccounted for.
For all these years that I've lived, I've never seen something like this. Disasters have hit our province. We are now a disaster-prone province. We know at least for the last 2-3 years we've witnessed these torrential rains, but more in summer. We've never experienced this. We always knew that we'll have a disaster of snow in winter. We've never seen this kind of a combination of snow and torrential rains in winter simultaneously.
The latest version of the budget has been adopted by Parliament.
88 voted against and 268 voted in favour. The question is accordingly agreed to. Yes, I indicated 2 abstentions.
House Chairperson Cedric Frolic read out the votes a short while ago. Only the MK Party and EFF voted against adopting the budget, while Musi Maimane's Bosa abstained. Earlier, the 2025 fiscal framework was debated, with EFF MP Des van Rooyen calling it a sellout pact.
Workers' hard earned living wage salaries, purchase power will be reduced to nothing because of the absence of inflationary adjustment to personal income tax bracket. As now, our life will be worse off because of the adoption of this report.
The EFF's Umphile Maotwe said the budget shows the GNU lacks the will to fix the economy.
We proposed an immediate 4 billion rand increase in funding to SARS, not over the medium term, but this year, so that SARS is able to collect the more than 800 billion owed to the state. We proposed new taxes, wealth tax, apartheid tax, luxury land holding tax, because the people who gained from apartheid continue to live comfortably, while the children of the oppressed live in squalor. We showed that the fuel levy is regressive, more so than VAT.
Well, the DA supported this version of the budget, with the party's Wendy Alexander calling for continued engagement on remaining bills.
From today, the timer begins from the Division of Revenue Bill that must be passed in the coming days. This bill is critical for the annual piece of legislation which determines how the nationally raised finances will flow from national, province and local government. And finally, we must pass the appropriation bill before the end of July.
And dozens of people have been arrested in Indonesia as authorities crack a love scam syndicate. Police moved in after being tipped off about suspicious activity at a rented home in Denpasar in Bali. The 38 suspects allegedly used fake identities and pictures to ensnare their victims, mostly American men, through the Telegram app. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 21.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Australia have lost 4 wickets since tea to be 212-9 on day one of the World Test Championship final. Harry Kane calling for calm after England lose to Senegal in a friendly. And Rory McIlroy hopes to brush off the bad form this week at the US Open.